continue talking about sport, and we talked to John Dobson, recently arrived back from a successful trip to Wales. Only successful, John, in the last couple of seconds. Welcome home, and welcome to the number two spot on the URC log.
Yeah, who would have thought? Thanks, John. Yeah, it was successful in the last few seconds, but I think it's quite an achievement given what we've been, for where we've come from to finish second, so we are quite pleased.
It's a heck of an achievement. It really, really is. I mean, if you'd asked 1,000 people at the beginning of the season, people would have said you're joking. It's fixed, but fantastic. I mean, you took a squad not of no hopers, because there's some big names in that squad, but there are also a lot of people that have sort of traditionally been thought of as journeyman rugby players, and you welded them into a squad and got the squad spirit and coached them in the way that got you to the number two slot. So you and the entire, the rest of your management team and the squad deserve an enormous amount of praise.
Thanks, that's kind of you. Look, I think there's too much, I think we got this from soccer, too much of the head coach, too much of his brilliant when we win and fire him when we lose. I mean, they really are some, I don't understand, like, patronizing. There's some really good staff around, the coaches who coach for West Brom. They've been underpaid and overworked and gone through a lot of stress. And some of those players have as well, the bad news and we're going to fold and liquidate and all this stuff. So I think they've done really well to get us to where we've done well to get where we are. It is a source where you look, a source of pride when if you see something like a Munster or those other teams below us, it's really, really good.
It wasn't the best performance, but the fact that you were able to overcome perhaps a degree of sort of pressure inexperience from your squad, plus a very, very committed team up against you, plus some puzzling refereeing decisions, all of those things, you somehow managed to do what you needed to do, which was win with a bonus point. So, win while you're playing not so well, that's what greatish teams do.
When I got home last night, it was the rest got home. You were saying how we hadn't played well, but won, and it was obviously wrapping the Sporting Week quick. And I thought you were spot on. I mean, I think I caught us by surprise, because it is easy. There's some guys, as you suggest, Kitsoff and Mohova, obviously the exceptions. I mean, we've lost to the Tourism and Umbies, the Khaleesis. But those are the two sort of real World Cup winners. They may be used to it, but when we suddenly got there and there was the trophy there and the Welsh trophy, we've got a bit taken aback because we realised we're actually playing a final here. I mean, it's not against our direct opponent, but we had to win it. And secondly, they were playing their final. And thirdly, the Chlechli at Scarlets, I mean, it's a lot of Welsh internationals. It was like a much tougher game than we thought. We knew they'd run at us, but we didn't know it would be so physical. So I thought, to grind it out, because we're down 10-0, then 16-7, and we got back into just before halftime. And then I thought those last 8 or 9 minutes were really good after they got back into draw. And I thought, it's pretty obvious stuff, but when they score in the corner, I think it's on their 12th phase, Ruanel makes a crazy run to stop the guy running another 3 or 4 yards towards the poles, which could have been a difference because a draw would have got us through. So I think in terms of playoff and not playing well and grinding out a win, it was excellent. That we didn't hit our straps was, I agree, we didn't.
I was looking at the log and trying to work out who you are most likely to play in the home semi-final, which you've now earned. And then, hold on a second, one would expect the second place team on the log to beat the seventh place team on the log, but Edinburgh are not a walkover.
No, that's a putting my anxiety. The good thing is, the people of Cape Town. We had tickets went on sale yesterday, and I think, we're up to a third of our capacity already on, 12 days out, which is brilliant. I think people, which is great, but don't wait for the semi-final, because Edinburgh, they came to South Africa, they beat the Sharks, they were very unlucky and controversially lost to the Lions up there. We actually did quite well when they were fully loaded and we didn't have any Springboks. We actually drew with them there, but they're a good team. They're physical. They got the two South African props. They got some real X factor in the backs. It's going to be a battle, that one, very much. So they were top of the log, I think, around Christmas time. So we're going to be in for it, yeah.
And the squad is in decent shape. No serious injuries. Nothing that you can't fix before the game?
No, nothing. There were a couple of walking wounded with braces on in the aeroplane, which always irritates. But not one. To get to a game like that without one serious injury was good. And Herschel will be back next week, which is good. Ricus Pretorius, so we should be a bit better off. So that's going to be cracker. Yeah.
Look, you've had issues in the line-out all season. Yes. Well, yeah, all season, I think it's fair to say. And we're often told by people who play the game at a high level and who understand the high-level game that it's not the hooker's fault, that it's, you know, it's the hooker plus the 4, 5, 6, 7, or 8 that are in that particular line-out that has been called. And you've now, and last time you and I talked, you said there were some interesting discussions going on about bringing interesting players who now want to play for the Stormers. And it was announced late yesterday, today, that Joseph Dueba is coming back from France to play for the Stormers and, you know, get Skura back and fix his injury problems. And all of a sudden, that little berth of yours starts to look a little better.
Yeah, I mean, Dueba, look, I think if we get him playing regularly, look, his name may not win the world lineup throwing stakes at the moment, but he's not bad. But that is an absolute beast. I tell you, in a year or two, this is going to be a folk hero of Cape Town. He's incredibly physical. He's a hard guy. It was hard work to get him here. He's got a lot of pride. He didn't want to leave France without making it, so it's just taken a lot of work to get him there. But, you know, you put him between Kitsoff and Mohebu, who I think will be here for a long time to come. And as you say, Skura, who's a team icon, you know, and the way Neatland for sure is coming through, I think we could be really excited. I think Weber's going to delight people. He's a very, very capable, angry, talismanic rugby player. So I'm very excited about that one. And there'll be one more big one coming, but I won't spoil you too much in one day.
I'll message you after 6 o'clock. You still won't tell me. John Dobson, thank you very, very much indeed. Looking forward so much to that quarterfinal and hope it leads to a home semi-final as well.